Have you ever had one of those days when your diet plan just feels like more like a distant memory than an actual reality? You know, it happens to all of us. It's, you know, kind of one of those innocent days where a cracker or just a little cookie led to suddenly a full-blown snack attack. And suddenly you're like knee-deep in a bag of potato chips. I so get it. We have all been there. I mean, let's face it. Life happens. But those moments of diet destruction might just be your secret sauce to success. Going off your plan, or quote unquote, falling off the wagon, does not have to be such a train wreck. In today's episode, we are peeling back the layers of those off-plan moments when you feel like the whole day is wrecked and you just might as well just go all out. We're going to cover why we feel the pressure to be perfect in our weight loss journeys, how diets actually set us up for failure, and most importantly, that the golden nugget that is always hidden in those off-plan moments and how to turn those around so that you can use them to your advantage. So get ready to unlock the power of those diet detours, because they are gifts filled with so much valuable information if you can just get curious enough to let the learning in. So are you ready to turn those setbacks into setups for success? Yeah, let's do this.
Do you ever feel like you know all the diet rules about eat this, but not that, and so you know what to do, but you just have a hard time actually doing it? I'm here to tell you, you are not the problem. Hi, I'm Lizzie. Welcome to the Confident Body Podcast, where we talk about all the mental and emotional parts of weight loss that diets don't tell you. It's time to step past the shame and the guilt from old diets and stop feeling like you're waiting to lose weight in order to fully participate in life. If you're ready to drop the diet mindset and learn what it takes to truly feel happy and confident in your own skin, you're in the right place. Let's get started.
Well, hello there and welcome back. I am so glad you're with me today. Let's get to it. Let's talk about falling off the wagon and how it doesn't have to be the be-all end-all. So this actually happened to me just the other day. It had been a long week. I was feeling tired. A couple of random things had happened, and it was 5:15 or so, and our son wasn't home from practice yet. And so I was like, I just want a snack. And naturally, because I was trying to, let's just say, snack better, there were no crackers in the house, because that's kind of my before dinner weakness. It's my kryptonite, if we will. So no crackers in the house. But dinner wasn't going to be ready for a little while, which, by the way, I was in charge of making dinner, which I did not want to do. But I was like, I just need a little something. And there was goldfish there because the kids eat goldfish. And there was also some potato chips there because my mom had said, get this out of the house. We're not going to eat them. Give them to the kids. And I'm like, okay. Normally, I don't particularly like goldfish. I don't particularly like potato chips. But I just was like, I do not want to be feeling or thinking or anything right now. I just want a thing. And so, all right, I'm going to have a little goldfish. And a little goldfish turned into two things of goldfish, and then it turned into some potato chips, and then it turned into three handfuls of potato chips. And before long, I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Ugh. Have you ever had this happen to you? It's like usually just a small thing, and then it triggers this cascade of like, well, I might as well. And then the shame comes in. And it's just like, it seems to repeat itself. And like, you know, the shame kind of leads to more guilt and more like, you know, resolving to do better next time. And then sure enough, we end up in the same place over and over again. So why does this happen? So first of all, diets set us up to make us feel like we need to be perfect in order to be successful, because they say, follow these steps. They're so simple. Just follow these couple of different steps and you'll be fine. You'll lose weight. You'll get to the magic promised land when the scale says that magic number, and happily ever after, all your dreams will come true. And number one, like, that's not really what happens, because you get to that number on the scale and you still have bad days. You still feel tired. You still have things that don't go right in your life. You're just doing it in a smaller body. So that's kind of the fantasy land that diets set us up for. But number two is diets don't actually tell us what to do when we know the simple steps, but we're like, oh, heck no, I have no interest in following those simple steps right now because I just want a thing. Like I was the other night. I did not want to feel. I did not want to think. I just wanted to escape. Diets don't tell us what to do when we want to escape. But because there's no, hey, when XYZ happens, because it will, because you're human, here's what to do instead, we just feel like I must be the problem. I must be the idiot that can't follow these simple steps, and so I am the problem. They set us up for perfection. And perfectionism is the number one killer of weight loss success because it's all or nothing. It's black or white. I have to be either on my diet or I'm off plan. I am on the wagon or I am off the wagon. And what's really interesting about that is a diet by its very nature is temporary. Because think about it. If you say, I'm on a diet, that sneaky, you know, second part of the sentence that is never actually said is, and one day I'll be off a diet. Because that's setting our kind of subconscious mind saying, I'm going to do XYZ behaviors for now until I get to the magic number on the scale when all my life will be happy and I'll have no problems anymore. And then I can go off the diet. That's what diets set us up for. It's either on or off. And so one of the main things I would suggest is don't diet. Don't set yourself up for that on or off, for that black or white. What's really fun is, what's the color between black and white? Gray. 50 shades of, perhaps? Yeah, sorry, I had to put that in there. So anyway, when you are thinking about, I want to change the way I look, don't think about going on a diet. Think about what behavior am I willing to adjust for like the next 5 years, for the rest of forever. If you're not willing to still do XYZ 5 years from now, really question whether or not you want to do it now, because that's what weight loss is. When your definition of this is how I normally eat begins to change, that's how long-term weight loss happens. And so let's look at the term falling off the wagon. When we say I fell off the wagon or I got off track, one of the things we can say is I just need to figure out what to do to kickstart my progress and get back on track. I would really, really suggest you examine that language. Back on track. It sounds like a good idea, right? However, it suggests, again, there's either an on track or an off track. What if you told yourself, I am working to get back to normal? Because life is full of unexpected things that happen. It is very normal for, you know, every couple of weeks, something happens on the weekend where you go out for drinks with friends or you travel somewhere or somebody gets sick or something like that. It is normal for, non-routine things to happen in your life. And so if you expected that, then those sort of off the wagon inducing moments, the things that kick you off your diet, would not be so weird, would not be so unexpected. They'd be normal. And so if it was normal to expect things to come along that would kind of be unusual and make it, a little different, a little more challenging to eat in the way that you wanted to, that's okay. But when you get back to Monday, when you get back to whatever, you want to aim to get back to normal. My normal way of eating is my healthy way of taking care of myself. Sure, we went out to dinner and I had a couple of, a couple extra drinks. I had the chips and salsa. That didn't feel great, but I can't wait to get back to normal tomorrow. And that's how I treated myself last week when I had the goldfish and the second thing of goldfish and then the potato chips and the second and third thing of potato chips. That night, the next day, I was like, "Ooh, cannot wait to get back to normal." I was not telling myself, I have to get back on track. I wanted to get back to my normal way of taking care of myself. I viewed the potato chips and the goldfish as the weird event, as the strange thing. And I viewed my normal way of taking care of myself as how I normally eat. So I would really encourage you to adjust your thinking of being on a diet or off a diet. Just drop it all together. Just say, how do I normally eat? And if I want to lose weight, what am I willing to adjust? A little tiny thing that I'm still willing to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and so forth. Okay, so that was step number one. Just don't diet. Just drop the whole thing of diet altogether and think about what is my normal and how can I gradually, slowly adjust my version of normal to be the healthy way that I want to take care of myself. Step two is when you have those moments of goldfish and potato chip diet destruction, have self-compassion. Judgment is like a killer. It crushes success. It crushes progress. It crushes learning. Like imagine a kindergartner who's coloring in things and learning their ABCs, and the teacher comes along and is like, that's terrible. Like, you, look at the way that you colored that ball. It's just awful. No, you wrecked it. Like, how is that child going to feel? It's impossible to learn when your brain is stressed. Judgment inherently blocks progress. And so take the time to allow yourself to have some compassion of like, of course I was tired. Of course I didn't want to think. I didn't want to feel. That's going to happen. Have self-compassion. And so that you can release some of that stressed state, because judgment leads to stress in your brain. And when you're stressed, you can't learn. And so release the judgment with self-compassion. Basically, what would you tell a friend? How would you help a friend through a moment when she's like, oh my God, I had 2 servings of goldfish and then 3 servings of potato chips. I feel like an idiot. Why am I the problem? And what would you tell me after my goldfish and potato chip extravaganza? Whatever you would tell me, tell yourself as well. Because encouraging self-love and self-compassion is an essential tool for overcoming setbacks. You can't learn until you have compassion for yourself. So we got to release that kind of mental brain state of stress from judgment so that you can open up to allowing some learning to come in. That was step 2. Okay, step 3 to overcoming falling off the wagon is change the narrative. A lot of times we think about, we want to get to a place where we're not making mistakes. We want to get to a place where there are no more goldfish and potato chip moments, where I just get it right. And I want you to flip that thinking. I want you to expect things like that to happen. Expect that you're going to go and travel somewhere sometime and the really delicious milkshakes show up and you're like, woo, those were good, but I wish I hadn't had 3 of them. Expect those moments to happen. And instead of wishing you could just get over it or stop doing that or like, why do I keep doing that? Instead, when you expect them to happen, instead of looking at it as this some terrible setback, look at it as a moment of opportunity. This is, number one, supposed to happen. And number two, this is part of how I learn. This is part of the journey. Like, imagine you were learning to play the piano. Number one, you probably would not play Bach's symphony perfectly the first time. But every time you hit a wrong note, that's not failure. That's feedback. That's learning. It's an opportunity to be like, oh, here's what I should do next time. So number one, you don't expect yourself to never hit a wrong note. And number two, when you do hit a wrong note, you're like, oh, okay, this is teaching me how to do it differently. Let's say you were trying to like learn to surf. I love this analogy because, you know, learning to surf involves a lot of falling down, a lot of, you know, getting a face full of sand. That's how a person learns to surf. Every wipeout is not something to get over. It's not something that you're like, I wish I would just stop falling off the board. It is an essential part of the process. It is needed because every wipeout teaches the surfer a little something new. Again, those little moments of quote unquote failure are not failure. They're pivots. They're opportunities to be like, ooh, this is information for what I could do differently. They're essential. They are a crucial part of the learning process. And so I want you to flip the narrative on those quote unquote falling off the wagon moments. They're not a problem. They are a part of the process, an essential, crucial part of the process. You need those moments to help teach you about what are some of your weak points? What are some of your triggers and so forth? Like the other night when I had my goldfish and potato chips, I was really tired. And so that was a moment of opportunity for me, instead of judgment and shame and being like, why? I could just be like, oh, when I'm really tired, I don't need goldfish and potato chips. I need a nap. I need to snuggle. I need something to take care of myself. And so that was a learning opportunity. So that was step number 3. Step number 4 is to get curious and be a scientist. Here's a question for you. Do you like to learn? If so, what do you like to learn about? Travel? Pets? Knitting? Game of Thrones? There's all kinds of things out there to learn about. You do you. Whatever makes you curious, love it. Bring it. And bring that same kind of curious, fun mindset. Like, I wonder what would happen if. Bring that mindset to your weight loss journey. What if you were the interesting subject that you were learning about? What if you were like, you know, Game of Thrones, that is just, oh, what's going to happen next? What if you were the fascinating topic that you wanted to learn more about and were curious about? I mean, if you think about it, you are unique. You're one of a kind. You're rare. When something is rare, that means it's valuable. Like the Hope Diamond is valuable because it's rare. Wouldn't it be interesting to learn more about the Hope Diamond? What if you could look at your falling off the wagon moments, like learning more about the fascinating treasure that you are? Huh? Wouldn't that be cool? Encourage yourself to adopt a mindset of curiosity and not judgment when you're facing those moments of falling off the wagon or going off plan. Here are some questions you can ask yourself. Like, okay, what was going on in my mind when I decided to go off plan? Look for patterns. Try and answer these questions because those are the pathways to your success. So for me, when I had my goldfish and potato chip extravaganza, what was the pattern? I was super tired. And I wasn't just super tired from that day. It was like 4 days worth of, you know, not sleeping great or a stressful event. And it had just built up. And in my mind, I was like, I cannot even. And so now I can be like, oh, there's a pattern. So if I notice a couple of days in a row a poor sleep, I can expect later on, I'm going to have a moment where I want to just, you know, go face down on something. And instead, I can decide to pivot. Again, let's look at it as pivoting rather than failure. It's not failure, it's a pivot. Remind yourself, weight loss is just a process of learning. And I'm really good at learning new things. I can figure this out. I remember once my coach, you know, I was talking with my coach about something and I was feeling frustrated. And then she helped me remember that statement, I can figure this out. And I wrote it on a post-it note and I put it like on my desk. I was like, I can figure this out. And I feel like that is such a hopeful, optimistic, encouraging statement of like, I may not be there yet. I may not understand it yet. I may not have figured myself out, but I can. I can figure this out a little bit at a time. And again, you are the treasure that is worthy of being curious about. You are the fascinating subject that you can get interested in and learn about because there is so much nuance to all the reasons why we want to eat. It's definitely not just calories in, calories out. So there is so much you can learn and get curious about. And finally, step 5, anticipate uncertainty. I had a client once who was a surgeon and she had an off plan, kind of falling off the wagon moment. And as we were talking through it, she said, you know, I should have just thought about this like I am in the operating theater. And I was like, what do you mean? Tell me more. And she said, well, when we're in medical school, they teach us how to plan for and expect uncertainty when you're in the operating room. And they tell us to expect, you know, to kind of go through this three-step process of when things don't go as planned in the operating room, which of course is a little bit more life or death than going off plan with your diet. Nevertheless, she said, here's our three-step plan. Number one, stay calm. So I'm imagining my client in the, you know, in surgery operating on somebody is like, something's gone wrong. Okay, first, stay calm. Step number two, assess. All right, what's going on? What is happening? What can we do about it? And step number three, pivot. Again, when something is uncertain and goes not according to plan in the operating room, they don't call it a failure, they call it a pivot. It's time to pivot. Let's take this analogy to a different arena in our lives. Have you ever had things kind of not go quite exactly as planned with your kids? Oh, I don't know, maybe. And so when that happened, did you decide to give up and stop parenting? Or are you like, oh, didn't go as planned. That's it, I'm out. No more parenting for today. Or let's have another example. Let's say when you're driving, have you ever made a wrong turn? If you made a wrong turn, did you decide to turn the car around and go home because you're like, well, this isn't going to work? Or did you adjust? Did you recalibrate? Did you pivot? There are so many ways in which we already do this in our lives. Let's bring this same mindset to weight loss. Expect uncertainty. Expect things to not go to plan. And when that happens, follow that three-step plan. Stay calm, assess, pivot. You can pause and assess and pivot in your day anytime. You can make a new plan anytime you want. You can pivot. Let's say you had an off-plan moment at lunch. You can pivot towards the rest of the night for dinner for the next 6 hours. You can pivot when you're, three quarters of the way through the bottom of the Doritos bag and you're like, oops, it's time for me to pivot. This is not failure. This is learning. You can pause and assess and pivot anytime you want. All right. So are you ready for our tiny one confident body action step to put into practice this week? Yeah, you are. Here we go. Look at your plan for the day, or maybe your plan for the week. Either way, what would it look like if you expected uncertainty? If you expected some extra pretzels at 3 o'clock one day, or if you expected an impulsive run to the coffee shop, how would you view your day or your week? How would that your view of that day change a little bit if you anticipated and expected and allowed for something to go a little bit differently than you planned? If you were expecting it to not go quite perfectly, visualize what you'll do after that moment. Go ahead, right now. Okay, maybe visualize after this episode's over. At any rate, imagine you've just had your off-plan moment, your falling off the wagon moment. Now what? How are you going to talk to yourself? Do you want to beat yourself up for that imperfection? Or do you want to embrace it? Do you want to shame yourself? Do you want to have compassion? Do you want to throw away the rest of your day? Or do you want to stay calm, assess the rest of your day, and then pivot? Decide now what you'll do in that moment when you go off plan, when you fall, quote, off the wagon. If you're expecting uncertainty, then it won't shock you when something goes a little bit off plan, when it goes a little bit differently than you expect, and that's okay. We are all imperfect creatures doing our best in this crazy ride called life. So let's make the best of it and enjoy it while we're here. That's what I've got for you today. If there's anything in this episode that you have enjoyed, I would love it if you would write a review or just, say hi on email. That would be great too. And before we go, my favorite part of every episode, remember, love yourself, because you have the power to turn these setbacks into stepping stones towards your weight loss goals. And it all starts with loving yourself with all your flaws and all your imperfections, exactly the way you are. Thank you so much. That's what I've got for you today. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening today. Seriously, I know it's not a small thing, and I genuinely appreciate it, and I hope it helped you. Make sure you head on over to confidentbody.coach/tips and sign up for my 7 top tips for little shifts that create big results so that you can start feeling confident in your body right now. I will see you next week. And until then, remember, you are a miracle.